This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Stephen Gates. He is the coordinator, the curator, and organizer for the KUAF Fulbright Summer Chamber Music Festival. This is the third year that this festival has gone on.
Third year.
And we're about to talk about the fourth of six concerts in the series.
Right.
Now, a couple of familiar names, composers' names on here, Strauss and Mendelssohn. But you're beginning with someone.
We're beginning with a piece, a short piece for piano trio, which means piano, violin, and cello, by Astor Piazzolla. And as I said to you before we started this, we cellists don't play a lot of his music, and so it's not a piece that I was familiar with prior to starting to rehearse this summer. But it's a very, very, very beautiful, lush, very brief, too, little piece for that's a very nice sort of program opener, icebreaker, if you will.
When you say, as a musician, you're not as familiar.
Right.
So say there is something like the Mozart Quintet.
Right.
That you played in the third concert. When you say familiar, does that mean you have played it before, or you have at least heard it?
At least heard it, maybe played it, or at least have played other stuff by that composer. On the same concert with the Piazzolla is another piece that I don't know well at all, a Mendelssohn sextet written for the very, very uncommon instrumental grouping of one violin, two violas, cello, bass, and piano. So I suppose technically it would be called a piano sextet or a sextet for piano and strings. But this is not a well-known piece at all. I had never heard even of the piece prior to getting together for this summer. And it was suggested, actually, by a member of the audience.
Oh, really?
And so we got this email and then Eugene and I sat down and listened to it. We did find a recording and thought, gee, this is really lovely. Let's do it. And it's also nice to do. There isn't a lot of chamber music that utilizes double bass. And so in this case, this does. And so it's nice to do that, too.
So with this Piazzolla, which will open Thursday night's concert, and the Mendelssohn Sextet that close it, if you're not that familiar with, does that alter in any way your approach mentally or physically to rehearsal?
Well, yes, in the sense that I at least don't sit down sort of knowing how the piece goes ahead of time with either of those two pieces. And so it means I try to do maybe a little more practicing ahead of the first rehearsal than I might otherwise if I really knew how the piece went already. And I think for the Mendelssohn, that applies to all six of us. Because I, as I said, there's an awful lot of chamber music by Mendelssohn, but this is not a piece that I know. And I'm not exactly sure why, because it's lovely. It's got everything you would want from Mendelssohn. Beautiful tunes, lots of virtuosity in the piano part, and it's just a lovely piece.
The first time you and your five fellow musicians come together to rehearse the Mendelssohn, do you play it straight through?
As best we can, usually we do. You know, we stop and start where we get off or misread or something like that. But we try to at least get through it. And I always say in a somewhat cavalier fashion, that's, you know, if, when you play it through, that's the way you learn where the hard parts are.
Sure.
And what you need to either rehearse as soon as possible or run home and practice.
All right, so Piazzolla at the beginning, Mendelssohn at the end, in between Strauss.
In between Strauss. This is an early sonata for violin and piano by Richard Strauss, you know, the late 19th, early 20th century Strauss. And it's going to be played by Mio Saccon, who is joining us for, you know, came last week and will be around for the last couple concerts. And Shengwan Kwan will be here starting on this concert. And so once she gets here, we're apparently keeping her very busy. She's had a little time before she arrives, but we're doing piano-intensive stuff and, by the way, moving back to the Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall for this concert and the remaining two. So the last three are all at Stella Boyle Smith.
Still the same starting time.
7:30, yep. And I think people do know this, but there's lots of free parking in a very uncrowded, in the summer, stadium parking deck.
And then all you have to do is just kind of cruise through the...
You get up to the top floor and cruise through the lobby, and you're really there.
Right.
So even if it's pouring down rain, it's a short walk.
There are going to be a lot of different instruments in this fourth concert.
Right. It's all strings with piano, but we haven't done anything with piano so far this summer. So it's going to be a lot of fun to start doing some of this chamber music that you can do with piano. And with two violas, we've done some two viola stuff like the Mozart Quintet you mentioned. And it'll be a lot of fun to have the violist who's played with us a lot in the past couple of summers, Jesse Collette, will be back with us at this point. He's, I believe, the school where he teaches is finally out for the summer.
Right.
And so he'll be able to be with us and Andrew Thompson will play the other viola part.
Thursday night, 7:30, Celeboyo Concert Hall.
Yep, free and followed by a reception as always.
Stephen, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.